I'm gonna pull this string, gonna pull it tight from both ends. I'm gonna hear it sing, it's gonna sing that everything's gonna be alright.
Evening Hymns, ça sonne comme un nom de groupe, et pourtant c'est un projet solo, un album solo, avec 18 musiciens. Donc est-ce que tu peux nous expliquer un petit peu tout ça?
Yeah, I guess I wrote all the songs myself, and when it came time to record, make the record, I kind of had at my disposal this great group of musicians like Sylvie's voice and a bunch of great musicians from Toronto and the area, and so it made sense, like in my head, when I heard like a violin part to call my friend Mika and ask her to play violin. So it was like I wrote all the music on my own, and then as we made the record, it kind of got bigger and bigger, and we there was nothing that held us back. If we wanted to do something, we just kind of found the way to do it. So in my head, I was thinking of something bigger.
Ton album est sorti déjà au Canada et il vient de ressortir chez Kutu Folk. Est-ce que tu peux nous parler de votre rencontre et comment ça s'est passé?
Oh, well, yeah, my record came out in November, December of 2009 in Canada. And I guess the magazine Magic Magazine from Paris, they found it and they really liked it. And then somebody from Kutu Folk read about it in Magic, and then they all kind of listened to it and they all agreed that they liked it, and then they emailed me and we just kind of started talking that way. So yeah, absolutely. I was actually through MySpace. They MySpace me. I still remember I was like in the basement of this flat in Toronto that me and Sylvie were living in, and I got a MySpace from this. Like I was like Sylvie, this French label wants to put out a record. So so exciting.
Kutu Folk, c'est un peu une famille. Comment est-ce que vous êtes rentré dans la famille en fait?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what we. I mean, it's like four guys making music, and now they're. I think as it's starting to grow, they have a little bit more resources, and they're starting to try and expand. So, I mean, we're so grateful that they chose us to become part of that that expansion, and it's really like a family. We feel like we're in a family. Yeah. Like Damien came to the airport and met with us, and then we came back, and we all went out and had drinks, and we've all had dinner, and like. Everybody does different stuff for the label, and we've been to all their homes, and like we had a flat in Clermont-Ferrand that was Bertrand from one of the pastry case from that label. It was his flat, and he was staying at Damien's flat in Lyon, and we filmed stuff with Alex, who like is the kind of the main guy on the label, and we met Francois and his family from Saint Augustine. So it's very much a family. We feel like we're really fortunate.
On nous a même dit que tu avais goûté l'aligo.
Oh, l'aligo. C'est bon. Yeah, that was another thing. Was like when we went to Damien's mom's house. So like normally at a label you wouldn't go to like one of the band's mom's house. So that was, I mean, that made it seem really small. I think really like a real family was. And the aligo was very delicious. I've never had it before, so that was my first time.
Quelles sont tes influences musicales à toi?
Probably like Neil Young is a big inspiration, and definitely, I mean, it's a little far out, but Tom Petty, I listened to a lot. Tom Petty was like my first concert I ever went to, and my first like CD or cassette that I bought. There's a great musician from Canada named Hayden, and I listened to a lot of his music, and I still do. I still am pretty influenced by him. I grew up listening to like Nat King Cole and like Frank Sinatra, and I grew up in the country, so then we listened to a lot of kind of country radio too, like weird country radio. So I mean, I think some of that probably creeps into my music, but I mean, when I'm writing music, I'm not consciously thinking of my inspiration. Maybe I just like in retro, somebody will be like, "Oh, this kind of reminds me of Hayden," and then I'll be like, "Well, that makes sense," and I can kind of hear it now. So
on a l'impression, enfin, sur la plage 8 du disque, il y a une sorte de bruit d'orage, de pluie pendant le morceau. On a l'impression que la nature aussi a l'air de pas mal t'influencer.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the country. I grew up like on like 50 acres. So I grew up on like a big property with like a pond and like a little cabin and little streams and rivers and had a cottage too. So I was brought up as like a real kind of outdoorsy person, and I guess I've kind of maintained that. I write a lot of my music is writes with metaphors that relate to nature, and the storm was like something that I, when I recorded it, I didn't record it for the record, but I used to listen to it all the time in my flat. And so I just kind of was like, when we were making the record, I was like, oh, this would be really nice to have this. I was listening to it all the time on my own. I was like, oh, it'd be nice to have it on there. So.
Pour finir, trois disques sans lesquels tu pourrais pas vivre.
Oh. Well, probably. That's a tough question. Well, I probably Wildflowers by Tom Petty would be one of them. I still love that record. Neil Young, On the Beach. And maybe there's a band from the U.S. called Superchunk, and they have a record called Come Pick Me Up. And that was like the first record I heard that kind of led me into indie music. Like, I heard it and I was like, what is this? And then kind of started listening to more indie music. So that's a pretty important one for me. And I still love it, so. Well, we're kind of starting to write new music, so we have some new songs tonight, and we'll be making another record, I hope, over the wintertime to put it out in the spring of 2011. So, and other than that, we just like, we want to just keep touring, so we're hoping to come back to France maybe in February, and yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Yeah.